Siren Radio. This is Siren Radio 107.3.
I know. It's very, very, very exciting. In fact, so exciting we might almost say...
Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world is needed for a millennia. To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
Michael Blackburn, how are you?
I'm feeling very well, thank you, Alex.
Very good. Julie Ellaby from the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, fresh from the inflatable exhibition, as I refer to it. Yes, it was a luminarium extraordinaire, truly wondrous event there. Success after success, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. And founder, of course, of the whole Lincoln Inspired Festival back in the day. Now she's Newark Inspired. She's just an all-round inspiring person. Sarah Bullimore, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Alex. Hello, everybody.
Brilliant. That's what we like to hear. Joining us in the latter part of the programme, we'll be joined by Amelia Chambers. So it's a bit like Amelia, Sarah and Julie on the same show. Phenomenal. Obviously not in the same studio. That would be too much. It would be like nuclear reactions. You don't know what's been happening. Julie Ellaby, can we come to you first?
Sure.
Talk to us a little bit about things folk will have missed, such as the 10th anniversary celebration of the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, which obviously goes on through the whole year. I mean, it's not just this sort of particular part, but certainly was celebrated over the Easter period when those of us who are around on campus could actually see the delights of lots of inflatable stuff here. And in the words of former Midrick Drivette, now a house manager at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, Holly Cox, gave the opportunity for one of your time-lapse colleagues to get very time-lapsey with his video photography as well.
Oh, did you see that? It was great. Yeah, fantastic. So, yeah, we've just come out to the side of Luminarium and the Excite Festival, which was kind of theatre for children over Easter. The Luminarium was absolutely huge. It was phenomenal. So we brought the Luminarium to Lincoln as part of our anniversary celebrations because we are 10 this year. And it was, I think, honestly, bigger than we even thought it was going to be. And we knew it was going to be a really big deal for the city. The queues were enormous. People were queuing for up to 2 hours and coming out with smiles on their faces at the other side because it was worth it. It was such a great experience.
I will share with the listener and Sarah and Michael, for me, one of the highlights of the whole event and adventure was seeing Julie Ellaby wrestling. I say that word deliberately, wrestling with a backpack and a pole. Not a citizen of Poland, by the way. It wasn't though she was wrestling somebody down who just come over from Warsaw.
Yes.
No. It was a genuine pole which she finally sort of realised that clicks together, and the applause that was actually sort of given to her by a group of sort of people who are standing down, not helping you at all. But basically,
I was guessing, I was providing some entertainment for people queuing. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, that was putting together a backpack flag to help raise the profile of Luminarium, which did not need any help whatsoever. Because it was so visible. I mean, from the other side of the Brayford Pool, you could see these huge soaring domes. So
it might have just been an alien invasion from planet Venus. You know, it could have been all sorts of strange things happening there.
But it did look that way. Definitely from the inside, it had that kind of spaceship quality to it.
Certainly the whole notion of... Sorry, Michael, the backpack flagpoles.
No,
backpack flagpoles.
Whatever it is you've just said.
Yes, exactly. BPFs.
We saw quite a lot of it on local TV.
Yeah, it had a lot of interest. We were really, really pleased with the response that we had from the local media. So Look North came down and did a nice piece on it. We had BBC Radio Lincolnshire came to our press preview, as did Siren FM. Mm. Yeah, Siren FM at press preview, which is wonderful.
I had hoped to be there, but in the end, I was held up waiting for an author.
Exactly.
So, regrettably, it was a case of, Ed Wellman, I think, enjoyed himself immeasurably, as Ed does, as did indeed Ryan Jones.
So they were fantastic. Nice. Yeah, it was wonderful. I mean, one of the people who was there, she said that... she's claustrophobic and was nervous going into Luminarium because you don't know what to expect and it could be quite a close environment. Mm. But she was astounded of how open and safe it felt. So that was really nice feedback, I think, from that event as well.
Sarah, did you manage to check out the Luminarium, or was it a case of, I'm sorry, are you insane? I've got too many arts projects to work on. I can't be helping out people with their backpack flagpoles, but I might use them for Newark.
I didn't this year, but yeah, I was working that weekend, part being poorly and part working. Yeah. But I have been in before when we had it in Lincoln many, many years ago, so I know how amazing and spectacular it is.
It was indeed genuinely wonderful. And I actually just realised that I hadn't pointed out that neither of our co-hosts in the studio had realised they needed to have headphones on to actually hear what you were saying. Fortunately, subtitles were around and people will come through now, so they perfectly understood that, etc. Anyway, are you back to peak fitness now, Sarah Bloomer? Oh, you see, you say that and instantly it's the Dickensian, I've got the vapours. I can't, it's just coughing around on that whole basis. Breathe, that's the important thing. You need to obviously breathe and get things sorted through. We're going to take a brief musical break now. Backpack flagpoles, brief musical breaks. We'll take one of those. Sarah, the spotlight will be solidly with respect to yourself and the Newark Book Festival in a few moments, as well as lashings of stuff with respect to the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Meanwhile, from the world of the Sherman Brothers...
Well, little lady, let me elucidate here. Everybody wants to be a cat, because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
Tell me, everybody's picking up on that feline beat, cause everything else is obsolete. A square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born
every time he plays.
But with a square in the act, you can set music back
to the caveman days of jumbles.
I've heard some corny birds who tried to sing.
Still, a cat's the only cat who knows how to swing.
Who wants to dick long head kick and stuff like that?
When everybody wants to be a cat, a square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born every time he plays. Oh, a rinky tinky dinky with a square in the act, you can set music back to the caveman days.
Oh, a rinky tinky tinky.
Yes, everybody wants to be a cat, because the cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. When playing jazz, you always has a welcome mat. Everybody digs a swinging cat.
Yeah, they finished. Okay, just wanted to confirm that, because you never know with these Aristocats, they can go all over the place, can't they, Sarah Bullimore?
They can indeed.
Good. I think everything's been sorted out now, and Michael and Julie can actually hear you in full force talk about the upcoming excitement that will be the Newark Book Festival.
It's all systems go now. I think once the sunshine comes out, it's full season, full summer season and festivals ahead, which is a bit crazy. So, yes, Newark Book Festival is the 13th to the 15th of July. Seems like a long way still, but not at all. We've just sent our brochure to print. It is a massive 24 pages this year, and I think we've got over 50 events over a weekend. So it's crazy. So I think we've got about 39 different authors and poets and illustrators coming, plus loads of actors and storytellers and street theatre performers as well. So a mad one this summer.
Allowing for the fact that we love number crunching, well, we may not, but we're forced to do it by various ideologies in the world today, we have from last year 2 days, 54 artists, 20 stall holders, 17 volunteers, and over 2,500 visitors. That's not bad, is it, Julie Ellaby, for the Newark Book Festival, given it's just in its second... Given its first year, so that's a good start.
It sounds really strong, yeah. I'm quite excited about it.
So, will you be coming along yourself, Julie Ellaby?
I hope to, yes.
That's good.
Lots of lovely little people programmes.
we shall be there. And, yes, of course, will the offspring be coming too, Julie Ellaby?
I'm not allowed to go anywhere on my own, so nice. Yes.
You've not got much choice.
Yeah, they'll be with me always.
They don't want mummy getting lost in New York. It's too scary. It's like the Robinson family, lost in space. Now, how many teasing things can you actually provide other than a theme of L-I-L, not L-O-L, L-I-L, landscapes in literature?
Yes. Well, we started to tease a few things on our social media, and we're getting ready to go on sale at the moment. So tickets go on sale for all events on Monday, the 23rd of April, to Friends of the Festival, and then 30th of April is our full programme on sale. Hopefully, touch wood, brochures are back and starting to be distributed everywhere as well. So we've got Matt Haig, who's our Saturday night headliner.
He's human, of course.
He's already on sale, yes.
And likes his vampires.
He's coming with his sequel to Reasons to Stay Alive, which is Notes on a Nervous Planet. And that's going to be at Newark Palace Theatre, so that's going to be a really big evening because they're in beautiful theatre surroundings, which is great. And our Sunday finale event is going to be at the New Carriages Cafe, which is on Newark Castle platform, train station, which is really beautiful. And we've got Ellie Griffiths and George Mann coming along to that. So it's a bit of crime, magic and steampunk. It includes a buffet tea, so it's a big kind of party to kind of finish the whole weekend off, really. But one of the things we're doing this year is we are growing our children's programme as well, so all the way up from babies to age 12. We've got something for everybody, so it's very exciting.
Gothic, locations, wilderness, yeah. Magical worlds. You've already mentioned four names there. Actually, three names. Matt Haig, Ellie Griffiths and George Mann. George, of course, a regular contributor to the Stone Tapes. A little bit of news about George Mann. Over the last two or three days, he's been writing upwards of 10,000 words.
It's busy season. He's been
extraordinarily busy. We'll find out exactly how many words he's actually put together. It's one of the reasons he's not going to be able to come along this evening, because he's still busily writing words and doing all manner of wonderful things. Ellie Griffiths, of course.
Oh, we need him to get some more books done, don't we?
So he, remember, Sarah, he's not just books. He's also done a whole range of other amazing things, including writing the Doctor Who comic strip, producing a whole stack of other wonderful things that are actually involved with comic strips and magical things and so on. And, as I say, creating sort of steampunk-ish detectives in terms of Newton and Obbs, so to speak.
Absolutely fabulous ones they are.
They do open up a range of things. George Mann, has he floated your boat at all, Julie?
I haven't actually explored any of his work yet, but I'm intrigued just listening to your conversation now.
He's a very good writer. He's also from Darlington, actually, which is a nice scenario, really. So it keeps the northeastern line of things ticking over, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah, sharp intake of breath. Darlow.
Very true. For people who are listening to the podcast and they're not in the Lincoln area and they wish to actually head up to Darlington at any particular time, the official line is it's Darlow. Darlow, not Darlington, not Stockton Darlington Railway, although historically that's one of the reasons it's most recognised, but Darlow. Okay, it helps. It's when people actually refer to in Lincoln as ducks. They go, oh, I'm a duck. It can create no end of potential challenging system aspects and various other bits and pieces actually there. The official line, yeah, here we are. This was George's line here. Currently between a rock and a hard place on an immovable deadline. Currently doing 12,000 word days.
Oh, my goodness.
12,000 words a day. Wow. That's the sort of thing. I swear that's no lie, he said. And it's a nightmare. So, you know, never mind. It's quantity versus quality as far as the Stone Tapes package actually is. Go on, George, you can do it. Just another 10,500 words to go. It's just like a dissertation a day. It's great stuff. Anyway, moving on. Any questions you want to put to Sarah, Julie?
So Sarah, obviously you've been really involved in the programming of this festival. What would you say is your personal highlight? What are you most looking forward to?
Ooh, well, I've just had to do my top five highlights this morning for the website, actually. Matt Haig is definitely one.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is the Literature Quarter. So this year we are extending. So we have, like, the Takeover Newark Marketplace, and we have stalls there and, like, street theatre and performances for children and all sorts of things. And on the Sunday this year, normally we have so many stalls embedded into the normal market. But on the Sunday, we are attempting to fill as much of the market as we can. So anyone who knows Newark Marketplace, it's very big. So we are going to have a literary takeover, and we're currently looking for stall holders for that. It's very, very cheap. And basically anyone who's got any literary connections. So actually they can be chocolate makers or cake makers if they do, like, you know, children's storybook themed cakes or anything like that. We've got authors, we've got workshop zones, we've got like selfie stations. You can go to stalls and get involved in stuff. There'll be readings and poetry and street theatre and all sorts happening. So that's going to be quite spectacular. We are attempting to turn it into Once Upon a Land, basically. And kind of linked with that, on the same day, we also work in the Newark Castle, and we're turning that into an enchanted forest.
Oh, beautiful.
Lots of free activities there for children. So touch wood and keep all fingers crossed for weather.
It'll be splendid. Perfect way of actually working through that process. Now, Newark as yet hasn't been taken on board as part of the sharing of theatre stuff in Lincoln. And why would it be? Because you'd have civil war, let's face it. You know, you've got one side of the border. And I mean, we're friendly from that point of view. But Julie, it was quite exciting. And I know that Phil Hamlin-Williams was also very pleased being up at the Drill Hall to see how collectively the Excite programme managed to connect a fair number of people across the arts venues over Easter.
It did, yeah. So we're really pleased to be part of Excite. We've been working year on year with lots of venues locally, and we're really pleased that this year we had even more local venues involved. So New Theatre Royal got on board with Excite, as did the Cathedral. I think one of the most successful elements of Excite is the Easter Egg Trail. So we invite people to go on a trail around all of the different venues. They might go into somewhere they haven't been to before, so they're used to kind of going to the Drill Hall but haven't been to us at LPAC. It's nice to kind of give them an excuse to pop in and see what we're about, really, and say hello. And they get chocolate eggs at the end, so it's, genius. You know, a bit of a win.
Apart from the chocolate eggs, it could almost be the idea that Sarah Bullimore was saying, that was one we would try to do years. It's all right, it's okay, no worries. Looking ahead, of course, to April the 29th at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, Tocotello, brackets Madagascar, I see you're actually there, followed, of course, in June by Milkshake! Exclamation mark, Live the Magic Storybook, which is just an awesome stuff, etc. But Tocotello, brackets Madagascar, nothing to do with the animated movie, presumably.
No, quite far away from that, actually, no. So this is part of our global sound session. So this is an authentic musical group who are coming to the UK and on tour in the UK at the moment. And they'll be performing live on stage in our auditorium. So it's about bringing just different kind of culturally diverse music, authentic music to the city. And it should have quite a broad appeal, I think. Mm.
Looking at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre Facebook site, yes, Mark Zuckerberg, don't worry, they're still with you. Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, lots of stuff there. Of course, happy 10th. But Michael, can you believe 10 years since the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre first opened its doors?
I was quite amazed at that. I think 10 years.
A decade.
It's a whole decade.
It's huge.
That is quite amazing, actually.
British decade. Sarah, does it make you feel chronologically gifted when they realise Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, 10 English years?
It's scary, isn't it? Yeah, it really is.
Well, as long as you've got your backpack flagpole to hand, there'll be another 100 to look forward to, Julia, no doubt.
Unfortunately, the backpack flagpole, it snapped.
Oh,
so
no!
I'm going to have to order another one, so I was a bit gutted about that. But you're saying 100 years. I'm quite grateful that it is 10 years and not 100, because Craig, who's our artistic director, has planned 10 new things, 10 interesting projects throughout the year, and it's full on. I mean, Luminarium was obviously a huge highlight, but there's an awful lot
it's
still
why
to come.
Craig actually had that song written for him. tomorrow there's always I bet he's never had that at a staff meeting. Sorry.
He's going to now.
Exactly. It's a way forward. Sarah, would you consider utilising backpack flagpoles, even if you've got to be careful, health and safety, that they don't split halfway through, for promoting the Newark Book Festival? Is it something you think, it's a possibility?
Everything's a possibility when it comes to marketing and promotion.
Exactly. And that's why we appreciate you, Sarah. It's those words which will take us bounding over to Amelia Chambers at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal in a few moments to talk about Spoonful of Sugar and a whole heap of other Sherman-esque scenarios. Sarah, any questions you want to put to either Michael or to Julie at this moment?
Oh, yes to Julie. What is your most thing you are looking forward to this year coming up in the LPAC program?
It's a bit of a cheat. It's just been. But no, you're right. Now I'm in this kind of post-luminarian phase where I have to kind of open my eyes to the future again and look ahead. Am I allowed to say Merry Christmas to everybody? Is it too early?
Whoa.
No, not too early.
I'm just looking at the video of the luminarium that's coming through our spaces. And suddenly we're in a whole
can
new
I,
sort
can
of
can
area.
Can I skip
there.
Ahead? No, there's so much still to come this season. I think for me personally, I'm really looking forward to Ballet Cymru's Cinderella. We've had Ballet Cymru come to us in the past.
Oh, lovely.
And they're stunning, absolutely beautiful. Personally, that's what I'm looking forward to this season. But in the next few weeks, behind the scenes in the office, we're now starting to confirm our programming for the autumn and winter. And we'll be thinking about putting together our next season brochure. So for me, although everyone's getting ready for summer, I will be gearing up for the autumn and winter and Christmas.
Yeah, already on 2019.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, into 2019, legacy year.
Right. Let's bear in mind, of course, that the winter show, which is obviously going through the preparations, etc., because it's not a pantomime, that's for other sort of things, etc.
Thank
et
cetera, you
et
cetera. Remembering.
The winter show is?
It is Rapunzel this year.
Oh, lovely. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so we're just at the kind of inception kind of stage, so we're talking about how we're going to interpret it. They'll be casting later on before the students break up for some holidays. I believe the writing of it will take place over summer as well. Yeah. So yeah, we're beginning to gear ourselves up for it.
Presumably the lead actress has to have particularly long hair.
Well, it's an interesting thing. I mean, we've got to decide how we want to
portray
that. Exactly. So, you know, there's a lot of ways we could go
about
it.
I'm not going to be entering, you know, even with a wig, it's not going to be me.
Oh, go on.
No, even to climb up, either way, either Prince or indeed Rapunzel, it's not going to happen. Still. It's a very revelatory sort of moment on that particular moment. Sarah, it's been fantastic. Remind us how people can actually stay in touch with the Newark Book Festival as well.
Well, the best thing to do at the moment is you can either visit the website and go and fill out the form or join our mailing list, or we're on social media, all Twitter, Facebook and Instagram now, at Newark Book Fest.
Brilliant. Coming up between May the 21st and June the 1st, Michael, do you know what exciting things are happening on the University of Lincoln campus ground? It's the Festival of Creativity and Arts, the second annual Festival of Creativity and Arts. Ooh. Things happening every single day. There'll be social media, all sorts of things. Literally, brochures about to be produced. Well worth seeing. We hope to see you here, Sarah Bullimore.
Absolutely. At some point, I need to come into Lincoln, don't I?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just one of those scenarios, really. But Sarah Bullimore, she's around. But yeah, she's sort of transcended to the whole thing, although transcending to Newark is something she's particularly unique in every sense of the word. Okay, Sarah, it's been a blast. We will speak again very soon. Meanwhile, keeping things going with respect to health, welfare and good health.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap, the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. Sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. honey bees that fetch the nectar from the flowers to the comb never tire of ever buzzing to and fro. Because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence, they find their task is not a grind.
An insight into the Craig Morrow approach to actually sort of working people on the start of a morning day, basically, that whole line of things there, with a spoonful of sugar. Obviously, you'd have equivalents in terms of sweetness these days, which is quite right too. Whether Natalie Hayes Cowley does a similar thing when we're talking about the excitement of the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, only Amelia Chambers will actually know. Isn't that right, Amelia?
That's right, Alec.
Yeah, and she's not going to share with the world because it's, as if on her last programme featuring the entire unexpurgated version of the Teletubbies theme wasn't enough, to actually now combine it with Julie Andrews featuring A Spoonful of Sugar. It's gradually sort of echoing the wondrousness that goes on a regular basis. Where do we find you today, Amelia Chambers?
I'm in the office today. I'm not in the auditorium. I'm in the office. So I've just signed off our next season brochure. So,
Excellent.
A little bit busy today.
Yeah. Well, first of all, congratulations on another award for the new Lincoln Theatre Royal. Would you like to share with us what the award was and how, once again, since you took on board the role of marketing officer at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, frankly, it's been going from strength to strength. It's become just awesome. Isn't that right, Julie Ellaby?
Absolutely. It's been wonderful to see how things have been growing there.
Exactly. It's so what has been the latest award, please, Amelia?
Oh, well, we went to the Tourism Excellence Awards a few weeks ago, and we won a Family Tourism Award for the different kinds of theatre that we put on for families of all ages. So we are absolutely overwhelmed with that, actually. So, yeah, it's good times.
Well, a huge congratulations once again.
Thank you.
Richly deserved. But one of the reasons we featured the wonderful Everybody Wants to Be a Cat by Phil Harris at the start of the programme, Julie Andrews, A Spoonful of Sugar and so on, is because of two brothers who actually had a falling out and then didn't speak to each other until they kind of got together at the end and realised actually that it was okay and they've gone now. And it's almost like a Disney-esque scenario. It's the Sherman Brothers. And why have the Sherman Brothers, nothing to do with the tank, in case you're sort of thinking, anything to do with the Sherman tank? No, don't think so. Why are the Sherman Brothers so critical to this month's episode of Inspired on Air? Well, we've obviously looked at the New York Book Festival, the Sarah Bullimore, we're looking obviously at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, and indeed we're looking heartily at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal.
We have A Spoonful of Sherman coming to us, which is one of the biggest musicals that we've had to date, I think. It's a brand new musical, and as you said, it's about the Sherman Brothers, but they were famous for writing songs for Mary Poppins, The Jungle Book, Winnie the Pooh, Jiggy Jiggy Bang Bang, and The Aristocats, and lots more. So it's a really beautiful show of all sort of classic musicals, so it's really exciting for us, really.
Are you a Sherman Brothers fan, Julie?
I think so. I mean, I don't really focus on myself specifically, but I think...
You must. It's all very well having children, but as Amelia will said, sometimes, you know, they can actually say, we need mummy to have our own interest as well, otherwise you become a less interesting parent,
you
basically.
You absolutely do. No, I think what I was going to say was passively I appreciate them. So it's like, you know, the pieces that you'd play just now. I was tapping my foot along and remembering watching those films as children. And I think there's, for our generation, it's probably a bit of nostalgia to that, definitely.
Yeah. Whilst we've been chatting, actually, Amelia, and being a social media whiz, you'd be well aware of this, I have actually tagged Michael Blackburn and Julie Ellaby into the Inspired on Air photograph, which I've put in which they thought it might be just a tad too cheesy. I don't think this is a tad too cheesy at all. No, I don't think so. But if you want... I mean, is that cheesy or not, Michael? I mean,
that's the Gorgonzola cheese.
Didn't you think
it's pretty cheesy?
It is cheesy. They're actually pointing not at the badger, but at the new brochure for the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre.
The badger looks interested.
Yeah, exactly.
it looks like it's just peering in. They're going, "Oh, what's in there?"
It's like it's having a good sniff.
Sometimes, you know, the actual smell of the paper alone can be enough to actually create artists out of badgers. It's a marketing phrase you might like to consider.
Jotting it down there.
Very good. Anyway, moving on from that, what other delight? I mean, Spoonful of Sherman, tickets still available. How can people get hold of them? What's the sort of scenario, etc.?
Yeah, so they can call our box office. It's Lincoln, 01522 519999, or they could go to our website, newcitymalllincoln.co.uk. It's from the 7th to the 9th of May. So we have a performance on the bank holiday, and then we have some matinees and evening performances. So it's available now, and tickets are selling fast. So it should be good.
Julie, when was the last time you were at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal?
It's been a few months now, actually. Gosh, I can't remember. I need to go back because it has been a few months.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to confess, I was last there very briefly when we did a pre-Easter pantomime system. And as we clearly said how fantastic the Luminarium was, would you like to explain how fantastic equally the pantomime was, the Easter pantomime, Alice in Wonderland? Did everybody get back through the rabbit hole safely, Amelia?
They did, but it was absolutely fantastic. We were completely overwhelmed by the support from the Lincoln public. We had nearly 4,000 people through to see the show. We had a few full houses, and it was really well received. Obviously we are famous for our Christmas pantomime, and we wanted to do that again, but for a slightly younger audience. In Easter time, and it was a little bit of a, right, is this going to work or is this not going to work? Is the market there? But actually, we were overwhelmed by people looking for things to do over Easter and heavily supported it. So it's definitely going to be something that we will do year on year now.
Brilliant. Looking again at the Sherman family, 100 years of Sherman family music, from Tin Pan Alley songwriter Al Sherman through Academy Award-winning Disney songwriters, the Sherman Brothers, and present-day composer Robert J. Sherman. Forgot about him, of course. We're going to have this as a bridge to actually get about the next thing that Amelia wishes to share with the listener. That, of course, is the excitement of movies at the theatre. I'll say again, movies at the theatre. But the question is, which one of the current upcoming pieces of music will Amelia select? I could open it up to Julie as well. The choices, I'm ignoring yourself, Michael, because frankly, you know, you've already had lots of requests over the years, so just ease back on the whole thing. The opportunities are He's a Tramp, of course, from Lady and the Tramp by Peggy Lee, or from The Jungle Book, I Want to Be Like You, with, yes, of course, the Phil Harris thing. Now, where would you suggest we should actually go, Amelia?
Jungle Book.
Yeah. Julie, I think you've already made
that
decision.
Jungle Book. I love Jungle Book.
Michael, it looks as though it's going to be Jungle Book.
Jungle Book, definitely.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you. You'll see it's true. An ape like me can learn to be human too.
you're part of the deal, cuz. Lay the secret on me, a man's red fire.
But I don't know how to make fire.
Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
Yes. Why they wouldn't consider using that at a graduation ceremony, frankly, I don't know. Still, never mind. Spoonful of Sherman, a smash hit show for all the family. And as you mentioned, Amelia, we've got Olivier nominated Sophie Louise Dan from Gary Barlow's The Girls musical, and former A1 band, A1, Michael, do you remember A1? Back at the end of the 20th century, A1 were doing their, well, it's not a road, don't worry, they were a boy band. A little bit after Boyzone and Take That, a little bit before the excitement of NSYNC, and certainly a long time before Girls Aloud, really, but A1. Mark Reed will be there from Guys and Dolls Now, Glenn Facey from Hairspray, Jenna Innes from Animus, and Ben Stock from Beauty and the Beast. So it pretty much is an all-star cast, is it not, Amelia?
It is, and if people want to visit our website, there is an absolutely beautiful promotional video that they've put together that just gives you a little bit of a insight into what the show's about, because it is a musical. There is a story to it, but it does include lots of different songs from the different Disney films. So it really looks beautiful, but I think people have to see the promotional video to really see how impressive this is going to be. Very exciting.
Well, as you spoke, so shall we make it so. And we're looking at the video as it stands. And any thoughts from yourself in terms of what you're looking at present, Julie Ellaby? Is this a case of, yeah, I'm going to be booking a family ticket for A Spoonful of Sherman at the New Lincoln Theatre Royal?
I can definitely see the appeal. So it's really energetic. It looks very professional, very crisp. Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of people in Lincoln who want to come along and see this.
Michael?
Yes, I was just thinking, how much exposure kids have to some of these songs?
Well, then they need more. They need more, clearly. That's
I think that's it.
It's our duty to actually take that through. History. I don't see Baloo the Bear in the video, but that's okay. Maybe it's a case of Baloo the Bear not wearing costume.
Bring
it's
your own bear.
Nice. Good thought. Mind you, if you put that out in the press, as we just have, who knows what could happen?
I'm so sorry, Amelia.
Well, I'm expecting Alex
Alex to turn up as Baloo now.
Yeah. Please, Amelia, I've told you about your personal fantasy. Sometimes you've got to step aside from that thing. And just as, you know, the Tinky Winky costume was not going to happen, equally Baloo the Bear, unlikely, okay? I'd say never. Okay, so lines from a perspective, well worth accessing. Let's move on to the movies and the theatre, and because the joy, of course, of the New Lincoln Theatre Royal. Do you actually have screenings of movies at the Performing Arts Centre?
It's something that we looked into a long time ago, but we don't for lots of different reasons.
Yeah, well, we open it up then for the New Lincoln Theatre Royal.
No, exactly. I think it's about knowing what works for you, really. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how this goes.
So, time to explain what's coming up as far as the silver screen is concerned, Amelia.
So we have been filming, or screening, shall I say, operas and ballets from the Royal Opera House for the last 6 months, which has been going really well. We actually received a little bit of funding, which was brilliant, to be able to purchase a new cinema screen. So it's brand new, and it looks really beautiful on the stage, and it's really impressive. So we are just about to launch, or we have just launched, a full listing of films from new releases to classics that will run right to September. And basically it's about making the theatre more accessible in the day, because often we do have matinees, but we are open in the evening for people to come and see theatre. And what we wanted to do is basically make it so families and people with free time in the day can come in and see something for a couple of hours at a really affordable price. So tickets are £5 to £8, and we have things like Toy Story and Hairspray and The Wizard of Oz for young families, and then we have things like The Greatest Showman, which is massive at the moment, in June. We have Dirty Dancing, we have The Emoji Movie, we have also...
You've got Dad's Army there, you've got Hairspray.
We've got Dad's Army. Exactly. We've also got Atonement and Casablanca to coincide with the 1940s weekend at the end of August. So what we've tried to do as well is tie it in with other things that are happening around the city. So we can theme it and just basically welcome people in and let them enjoy the theatre in a different way.
It is interesting that for those folk who've only ever experienced The Wizard of Oz, for instance, on the small screen, seeing these movies on the big screen, and it is a big screen in terms of the New Lincoln Theatre Royal, it actually adds something, I think, to the whole experience. You're seeing them pretty much as they were originally made to be experienced. Have you ever seen The Wizard of Oz on the big screen, Julie Ellerby?
I definitely haven't, no, not so.
Well, then you must take your ruby red slippers and your backpack flagpole and effectively say...
They won't let me in the door. Gosh, you're sitting in a seat with a backpack.
Exactly.
I'm looking forward to The Greatest Showman, to be honest, because my friend Emily has been raving about this film. Every time we catch up for coffee, she's saying, "Have you seen it?" I'm like, "No,
it's
you
got
know
Wolverine
what
in." So got X-Men.
Well, exactly, there is that. So
the guy from Australia with Nicole Kidman.
So I really want to come to the New Theatre Royal to see that one, because it'll be a nice experience.
Be a great setting for it, won't it?
So, exactly. Yeah.
Michael, have you ever seen Mrs. Doubtfire on the big screen?
I haven't, no.
Well, that's worth seeing Robin Williams in... that's an interesting choice, that Mrs. Doubtfire, on the 17th of June, the day after The Wizard of Oz. Was that a random selection, or did you think, whatever?
No, there is method in my madness, Alex. So it's Father's Day, and Mrs. Doubtfire is obviously the story of a...
Nice, I see what I say. He's
trying to win the affection of children again.
You see, that... Forgive me for ever beginning to doubt that Amelia had not got this part of the grand master plan to coordinate things in such a way that is clear.
Never doubt these artistic...
Never doubt the word of the chambers. You know, she's sorted. Yeah. Amelia knows her stuff. You know, that's why she's there. Which is Julie Ellerby is, of course, from that point of view. Amelia, it's been fabulous. There's heaps of other things to actually find out, of course, with the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. What's the best websites to go to find out and keep updated about what things are happening and booking tickets and so on?
So it's newtheatreroyallincoln.co.uk, or you can call our box office 01522 519999, or you can visit Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We've just launched TripAdvisor. You can go on all those kinds of things and basically see what we're up to, what's going on behind the scenes, and what's coming up in the next season.
Brilliant. And we will speak with you and more as the whole thing proceeds. By the way, did you have any Easter eggs hidden with part of Eggsite in the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, or was it a case of...
We did. I mean, I had to hide them mainly from the staff.
Of course.
Me included.
Yeah.
Because we all love chocolate, and I was hiding the Easter eggs everywhere. But we have great success with being involved with Eggsite this year, and we welcomed lots of new faces to the theatre who were on the hunt for the chocolate eggs. So, no, it was great to be involved and affiliated with all of the different venues as well. So we're pushing entertainment throughout Lincoln and Lincolnshire for the whole family, which was really nice.
It's pretty much the maximum of Inspired on Air. Coming up, a final summation of activities that will be taking place within the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. But, Amelia, we will let you get back to doing all manner of wonderful things that you do there, slightly up the hill, not the whole way up the hill, just part of the way up the hill, although she actually lives at the top of the hill, house at the top of the hill, and then actually comes down to see the plebeians. Only kidding, marvellous.
Stroll down.
Exactly. Stroll down, just sort of say, my people, it's all right, I've arrived, all's good. Amelia, we'll speak again in the very near future, yes?
Yes, take care.
Yay!
What a dog. He's a tramp, but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him. And I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp. He's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad, he's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way.
Yeah, I'm just a hound dog. Oh. And I was actually at a dog show on Sunday, actually. It was the Saltburn Dog Show in Middlesbrough. You know, one of those times you go to an event, you think, why am I here? I don't actually have a dog at present. You know, as much as I love supporting local writers with their Tibetan poodles. Oh, Tibetan terriers. Yeah, Tibetan something. They're apparently reincarnated Tibetan monks. But it was quite an extraordinary experience. Have you ever been to a dog show, Michael?
I've been to a dog show, no. I've been to the agricultural show in Darvo when I was a child.
Yeah, the agricultural show, separate from dog show. The dog show themselves, I was surprised at how competitive that the thing was actually getting, really. But you know, all ended wonderfully in the end. Julie, dog shows ever?
I've been to a few. I have a border collie.
So have you actually walked them up and down? No.
We're not that level. Now, I've been to some fun dog shows with like the Waggis tail type stuff.
Not the kind of best of breed and the sort of the trials and the sort of qualification rounds for crufts and so on.
There's different types of dog shows. So you get that side of it where you're kind of showing your dog. But then there's the fun stuff like obedience and agility, which is just phenomenal. I find that really fascinating. But no, my dog just does it for fun.
best way, to be honest. I didn't sort of want to sort of upset any of the breeders, but I mean, there was one owner who clearly had an Irish wolfhound. It was an Irish wolfhound, and it had a propensity. I mean, your bottom was not safe. I'll say no more, but your bottom was not safe. It was just, you know, but I did promise all the canines that I would actually try and squeeze in. So that basically for all the doggies in the Northeast. And not the doggies in the window. It's been an awesome show, as we knew it would be, for this edition of Inspired On Air, which may be rerun on Thursday evening. If not, you'll be listening to this either live at present via Siren Radio or indeed via podcast, because it'll be available as a podcast and downloadable. You can listen as much as possible to that. Closing thoughts with respect to the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre in terms of the upcoming few weeks. Julie.
Yes, we've got quite a few shows coming up over the next couple of weeks in April, leading us through into June as well. So we have, which I've not mentioned yet, we do have the European Union Chamber Orchestra, which is a phenomenal orchestra who are coming to us, and that's going to be on Sunday the 22nd of April. Henry Blofeld, he's doing his retirement tour. And
I noticed his photographs and images.
He's around,
outside
yeah.
the studio.
He's all but sold out, so if you do want tickets, then definitely book up quickly. And Tocatello we've mentioned already as well, so mm-hmm. that's going to be fantastic. The Lincoln School of Fine and Performing Arts have their end of year shows coming up too, so they will be sharing that
part
shortly.
Of course of the 21st of May to the 1st of June Festival of Creativity,
exactly,
in which the individual shows are all feeding into that, and you'll probably have some of our wonderful Signet PR people social mediaing the material, so lots of short videos and things happening as well from that point of view, so it's all looking very healthy.
Yeah, it's looking good
and highly creative. Michael, have you enjoyed the last hour as far as your whole life has been concerned? That slice that's been taken away, in which we've spoken to Sarah Bullimore.
It's always a great pleasure, because I feel that small slice, but it has been expanded immensely with all this creativity.
Precisely, from the Newark Book Festival through to the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, through to the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, and more, of course. This has been Inspired On Air. We wrap up, of course, with two final words, which you all know the sort of line from now from that perspective. So a one, a two, a three.
Be inspired.